Es kann so sein, dass ich so sagen, wenn wir heute gesagt haben, dass wir hier Test. Vielleicht haben wir heute gesagt, that riding an animal does not make a Kenyan. Maybe we bring a proof from a Brisa. Brisa said, if two people were pulling a camel or leading a donkey, or one was pulling and one was leading, in this way they're Kainer. Behuda says, a Kenyan on a camel can only be made with pulling and on a donkey with leading. Now the Brisa seems to clearly say that only leading and pulling can make a Kenyan, but riding Lachari would not be able to make a Kenyan. This is a proof to Rabbi Yehuda. Mar said, maybe their riding can also create a Kenyan. The reason the Brisa specifies pulling and leading is to exclude the view of Rabbi Yehuda, who says that pulling only works for a camel and leading only works for a donkey. Fact, if so, why didn't the Brisa list them both in one case? If two people were leading or pulling a camel or a donkey, they're kind of, Mar says, because there's one circumstance in which the person would not be kind of. Some say it's pulling a donkey, others say it was leading a camel, we don't know which one. Others say the proof was meant to be from the end of the Brisa where it says, in this way they are kaina, which seems to exclude one who rides an animal from being kaina. The Gemara says, not a proof, because it could mean to exclude the reverse, where one pulls the donkey or leads the camel. Frech, the Gemara Brisa says, if two people come to Bez and one riding a donkey and the other holding the bridle, the one is kaina. This one is kind of the animal, and the other is kind of the bridle. We see that riding an animal is a Kenyan. I said the Brisa is referring to where he kicks the animal with his feet to make it move. If so, the rider should be kind of a share of the bridle as well. You're right. The Brisa should be understood as saying the rider is kind of the animal and half the bridle, and the other person is kind of half the bridle. In fact, the rider is kind of the bridle because the competent person is lifting the other side of it. However, how is the other person kind of? No one lifted the bridle on the other end. I said we have to understand the Brisa as saying the rider is kind of the animal and all of the bridle. And the other person is only kind of what he grabbed in his hand. Fakmar, the other person does not intend to be kind of for the rider since he himself is not kind of. So how is the rider kind of the bridle? Rav Ashi said the rider is kona, the animal, and the part of the bridle that goes around the head. The other person is not is only kind of what he grabbed in his hand. Neither of them are kind of what the remaining parts in between. Rabbi Avo said the other person could be kind of the entire bridle even though it was not lifted for him since he's able to pull the bridle and bring it to him. The Gemara says it's a mistake. If we say like Rabbi Avo, it would result that if a talus is lying partially on the ground and partially on a platform and a person lifted the part from the ground and someone else came and lifted the other part off the platform, only the person who lifted off the part from the ground would be kind of, and we know it's not the case. Rather, we have to say Rabbi Avo's ruling is incorrect. Reflecting our bright says, Rabbi Eliezer says, if a person rides a found animal in the fields or leads it in the city, he's kaina. We see riding as kaina. Mar says the bright is referring to where he kicks the animal with his feet to make it move. Reflecting is just not the case of leading. Mar says the bright discusses two types of leading. If so, why is he not kaina when he rides in the city? Rav Gana said, because people don't usually ride in the city. Rav Ashi asked, if someone picked up a wallet on Shabbos, do we say that since it's not usual for someone to pick up a wallet on Shabbos, he's not kaina? Of course not. We say he's still kaina. The same should be here. Mar said, when the bright says he's not kaina by riding in the city, it's referring to the case of a purchase where the seller told the buyer, be kind in the way that people are normally kind of the animal. The Gemara says, if it was done in Rishus HaRab, he's kind of by riding. Also, if the buyer is a distinguished person, he would be kind. Also, if the buyer is a woman, she would be kind. In all these cases, it's normal to ride even in the city. Finally, if the buyer is a person with very little tznius, who doesn't care what people think of him, and therefore rides in the city, he would also be kind of. Reflecting where Rabbi Elazar asks, if a person tells someone to do mashicha on an animal in order to be kind of the kalim that are on the animal, is he kind of the kalim? Does the mashicha for an animal work to act as a mashicha for kalim? So Rava asked, Rabbi Loza seems to be sure that if he was selling the animal along with the kelim the Mashiach done on the animal would be sufficient. However, that would not seem to be correct. The animal is a moving chotzer and as such cannot act as a chotzer to be kind of the kelim. So this would be true even if it happens to be standing still since it has the ability to move. Mara says the case would be where the animal was tied up and therefore unable to move. Rav Papa and Rav Huna, the son of Rabbi Yeshua, asked Rava, based on what you're saying, if a boat is at sea and a fish jumps onto it from the sea, the owner should not be kind of the fish because the boat is moving chotzer. Rava said the boat doesn't move. It's the water that makes it move, and that's why it can act as a chotzer. Rav asked Rav Ashi, based on this halacha, if a woman is walking the Rishus HaRabim and her husband threw a get to her, which landed in her lap or in her basket, she should not be divorced because she's a moving chotzer. Rav Ashi said her basket doesn't move. It's her that moves her basket, and that's why it can act as her chotzer. Zuck, the next mission, if a person was riding on an animal and saw a lost item and asked someone to hand it to him, and this second person picked it up and said, I'm being kind of for myself, he's kind of it. However, if he gave it to the first person and then said, I was kind of for myself, he has nothing. We don't listen to him. And the first person is allowed to keep it. Zuck, the Gemara Mishnah says, if someone takes payah from a field on behalf of a certain poor man, Eliezer says the poor man is kind of. The Chum say the one who took the payah must give the payah to the first poor person that he sees. Mar says that Ula, in the name of Yeshua Levi, explained that the machlekes is where a wealthy person is the one who took the payah. Rabbi Eliezer says, me good that he can be mafka all his possessions and then be allowed to take the payah for himself. And me good that he can take for himself, he can also take for someone else. Rabbanan said, we only say one me good, not two. However, Ula says, if one poor person took to be kaina for another poor person, everyone would agree that the second poor person would be kaina because since he can take it for himself, he can also take it for someone else. In fact, Gemara of Nachman asked Ula, why don't you say that the machlekes is even when a poor person picked up for another poor person, and the machlokes would be whether we say even one migui, that since he could take, the migui would be that since he could take it from himself, he could also take it from somebody else. So, because in regard to a found item, everyone has equal rights, whether wealthy or poor, and yet our Mishnah says that when the second person says he wants to be kinyaned for himself, presumably after having already picked it up for the person riding on the animal, he's kinyaned for himself, and we see that his lifting it was not kinyaned for the first person. Now, if we say that the machlokes is whether we would say one migui, we can say that our Mishnah follows the Rabbanan. However, if we say that even the Rabbanan agree that we do say one migui, our Mishnah would seem not to follow anybody. Evidently, Ula said the Mishnah is discussing where the person picking up the item said, I was kind of it for myself first, meaning he says he never intended to pick it up for the person on the animal. And that's why he's kind of it for himself.